We welcome you this evening, especially as visitors to this place. We hope that God will bless you as you've joined us for worship. We obviously welcome all of our own members and pray God's blessings too as we enter into this special evening of celebration. If you're a visitor with us this evening and don't have a Bible at home, we encourage you to take one of the pew Bibles from the pews in front of you, take it home with you as our gift to you so that you can read and study God's precious word throughout the entire year. May God bless my speaking and your hearing for Jesus' sake. Amen. The theme for this evening is Home for the Holidays. Hopefully in the opening part of our worship this evening, you've already begun to hear this theme of home, being home. Being home is a wonderful thing. Belonging is a wonderful and warm thing. Many of the songs of this season speak of it too. I'll be home for Christmas, they sing, if only in my dreams. There's no holly quite as beautiful, one of the songs says, as that on your own front door. It's about home. If you're from Kansas, and I assume many of you are, you might remember a long time ago there was a little girl who was glad to be home too. You know, she clicked those ruby slippers, and I want to be home. There's no place like home. No place like home. No place like home, because home is where family is, and even more than that, a place of belonging. But you see, for a long time, people in this world have become homeless and hungry. We are without. We have become separated. Sometimes in some of our families, there are those who know divorce and loneliness. There are other families that know death and the loneliness that comes with that. Single or single again or never married or without children. What is it? Home is where the heart is. Home is where family is. Home is a place of belonging. But since our very first parents, long ago, Adam and Eve, they were removed from home. Home was with God, in a perfect relationship with Him in the garden. But they sinned. And when they sinned, they had to leave home, leave that sense of belonging. They had to leave the presence of God and were separated by their sin from Him. In the lesson we just shared, God speaks through the prophet Isaiah, and in many times, in many ways, God speaks through His prophets, reminding us to come home. Welcome home. Welcome to a sense of belonging. Welcome back to relationship. Peter, the apostle, in his first letter, chapter 2, says, once you were no people, once you had not received mercy, but now you are a people, now you have received mercy. And he calls us a royal priesthood, a holy people, a nation in Him, a nation under Him, welcomed by Him. God makes the greatest promise in the world, the promise to give us a Savior, a promise for belonging, a promise for forgiveness, a promise for mercy and grace and love. And that mercy, that grace, that love, that forgiveness is wrapped up in a person. Someone once said that the greatest way to send a message was not by letter, not by phone, not by email, but the greatest way to send a message is to wrap it up in a person and then send the person. The first lesson we've read speaks of that person. That person is the Prince of Peace. He is the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. He seeks you. He loves you. He sent Jesus for you. He loves you and forgives you. Jesus chose to make his home here on this dusty planet, in a little town named Bethlehem. We sing together. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. No place like home. There was no place called home for this tiny baby. What a remarkable irony it is. You see, this God who came among us, Jesus, this Prince of Peace, the Mighty Counselor, the Great God, the Everlasting Father, he was the one who created everything, all that is, seen and unseen. Nothing could contain him. Not all the universes, not all the galaxies could contain him because he created them. He created them all and gave us a place to be. This infinite God, this wise, this all-loving God, deigned to come to this world, this dusty planet, and to a small place, to an out-of-the-way place, a little-known place, an insignificant place. He could have come to the capital city. He could have come to the palace. He could have come in might and power and glory. But instead, he came to this little out-of-the-way place called Bethlehem. And he came to bring the mercy and grace and peace of God to you and to me and to all the world. God knew the very best way to send a message, the message of love and forgiveness and peace and mercy to all the world, the best way to send a message was to wrap it up in a person. And that person is Jesus. That same Jesus who came to be your Savior and mine and the Savior of the world. He came as a baby. He lived as a man, and as a man, he died in your place and mine on the cross, so that what the angel messengers sang out, peace to all the world, peace with God and peace with man, that it could be realized and could be accomplished. There is no place like home. Jesus came home for the holiday, and Jesus chooses to make your heart his home this day by the gift of faith. The king chose to make his first home a barn. He did that for us. We sing. Take us to heaven to live with thee there. It sounds like home and a welcome home. The final lesson for this evening, a reading from Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." But suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. God made a promise, and in Jesus, God has kept that promise. Did you notice from this text who was the first to hear of this promise fulfilled? It was the shepherds. Have you thought of it this way before? The shepherds were homeless, at least for the most part. They made their home out in the field, out with the shepherd and the sheep, watching and protecting and looking over. God's message fulfilled. God's message wrapped in a person. God's message for all the world. And it was announced first to the shepherds. Those poor souls who needed to belong. They who wanted home. They who needed to be enfolded and to belong. Those in whom he had great joy with sharing the message of Jesus. Home for the holidays. We hope that if you're a member of Holy Cross, that this place too would be a part of your home. As we await the heavenly home, may this place of worship, this place as we gather for the sacraments of baptism as we did this evening, as we gather around this table to receive the very body and blood of Christ in, with, and under the bread and the wine, may they strengthen you. They are God's invitation, God's welcome home. If you're not a member of Holy Cross, if you're in this area, we welcome you to come again often to this place. And we pray that God would bless you in this place as home, or if you're from other places and have your own church homes, may God bless you in those places too. Places of family, places of welcome, places of blessing. Because ultimately, this home, our homes, are just a foreshadowing of the home which is to come. Jesus invites us, through faith in him, to believe. And as we believe, so it is given to us, forgiveness and mercy and peace. Once you were no people, and you had not received mercy. Now you are the people of God, and you have received mercy. Welcome home. God wants you to be with him now and forevermore through faith in Jesus, our Savior. May it be so for Jesus' sake. Amen. In just a moment, we'll sing another hymn, and following that hymn, we'll receive our offering. At that time, I invite all of you to take one of the attendance cards in the pews before you, and please fill those out. If you're a member of Holy Cross, make sure we have all the current contact information for you. And if you're a visitor, please fill that out so that we'll have a record of your being with us. God bless you and welcome home. God did not hide what he had done. He told the shepherds that he came for them. And so we sing.
Reply, echoing their joy. prolong. What the gladsome tidings be, which inspired your heavenly song. Come adore us.